This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The woman's name is Lisa Reed. She's from Auckland, New Zealand. She said, when I was 11 years old, I found out I had a brain tumor. I had surgery to remove it, but the size and location of the tumor caused my optic nerve to atrophy. For 3 years afterwards, I had partial sight, but my ophthalmologist told me that I eventually would go blind. At the end of my 14th year, 11 years old has this tumor, 14 years old, doctors pronounced me legally blind and said there was nothing that could be done. I had a 5% chance of surviving the tumor, and I did, but somehow I could never deal with the fact that I was going blind. I tried to behave as if everything were just fine. When it happened, I was devastated. My dad left us when I was 5 years old, and I took that really hard. Because of that, and because I was blind on top of all that, my greatest fear was that no one was ever going to love me, and that I would never get married or have kids and have a full life. I was afraid of being alone, and I guess that's what I thought blindness meant, being alone. Now get this, 10 years later, 14, you're pronounced legally blind. 10 years later, when she's 24 years old, she writes this, I was cooking dinner and leaned over to kiss my guide dog. I lost my balance and hit my head on the corner of my coffee table and then on the floor. I got up, finished making dinner, and went to bed. Now listen to this. When I woke up the next morning, I could see. Light was coming through my window and the curtains were drawn. Of course, I was shocked but not scared like when I lost my sight. There was a big mirror in my bedroom, but I didn't look at myself right away. I wanted to wash my hair and put makeup on first. Isn't that interesting? She said this, I do not look good in the morning and I didn't want to be frightened. Some of you, that's exactly what it says. Some of you husbands can relate to that. I'm just kidding. She said this, as I was showering, I caught my reflection and it just left me speechless. Now, listen to the last paragraph. This is so powerful. I don't think the knock on my head had anything to do with it. If others want to believe that's how it happened, that's fine. But I consider this a miracle. There is no other way to describe it. Some things just cannot be explained. Of course, some people are skeptical. For me, it is precious. I try not to think about the possibility of going blind again, but I love this last sentence, but my recovery would be no less a miracle even if I lost my sight tomorrow. What a statement. My recovery would be no less a miracle even if I lost my sight tomorrow. Lisa Reed from Auckland, New Zealand, had the miraculous experience of being blind for 10 years, hitting her head on a coffee table, waking up the next morning, and she had 80% recovery of her sight, 80%. Do you think she looked at things differently after that experience? Do you think she took for granted her eyesight? Absolutely not. Do you think she looked at her family differently? Do you think she looked at the world differently? Do you think she looked at her dog differently? Everything was different. Why? Because she was blind and now she can see. I want to suggest to you that's nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what can happen to a man in this room today, a woman in this room, and all three services, that you were blind spiritually. And there is something worse than physical blindness. It's called blindness of the heart. You know what blindness of the heart means? You don't see the sin that's in your life until Jesus Christ reveals it to you. Listen to that again. There's sin in your life and you don't see it and you think what I'm doing, there's nothing wrong with it, but all of a sudden the Spirit of God reveals to your spirit that what's going on in your life is something you shouldn't be doing, and it's an inside job of the Holy Spirit, and you say, I see things differently.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.